Positive psychology. Psychology has traditionally focused on classifying and treating mental illness. In recent years, however, a movement known as positive psychology has been attempting to revolutionize the profession. Rather than focusing on the treatment of mental illness, positive psychology seeks to actively prevent it by helping people build feelings of fulfillment and self-worth. One of its central principles is that one's circumstances in life play a much smaller role in determining happiness than most people imagine. Accordingly, people who win the lottery or even suddenly suffer a serious physical injury will frequently return to their previous level of contentment within a matter of months. Positive psychology, therefore, seeks to help individuals find peace of mind through altering their attitudes and ways of looking at the world. Positive psychology, however, is not without its critics. According to noted psychologist Paul Wong, since there are limitations on time and financial resources, changing the focus of psychology to individuals who are currently free of mental dysfunction could have serious consequences. Logically, if more resources are devoted to that group, people with existing mental issues are more likely to be neglected.
Questions. Number 15. What is one of the main ideas behind positive psychology? Number 16. What is one criticism Paul Wong makes of positive psychology?